in New York City, thanks to listeners just like you. Consider becoming a sustaining member. Go to Buddy, B-U-D-D-Y dot W-B-A-I dot org. But it's not just Democracy Now. We have 24 hours a day of programming like this. We have cultural programming, music programming. Give a listen. Go to our website. Our website is WBAI.org, and just look on where it says schedule. You can look at all of the programs that are on WBAI. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, including programs like, for instance, Exploration with Dr. Michio Kaku at 11, and Minefield with Dr. James McIntosh and Dr. Richardina McIntosh. And coming up next at 9 a.m. on a Tuesday morning, Law of the Land with Gloria J. Brown Marshall.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Sometimes, baby, I'm so carefree, with a joy that's hard to hide. And then sometimes again it seems that all I have is worry. And then you're bound to see my other side. But I'm just a soul. More than my share, but that's one thing I never mean to do, 'cause I love you.
Good morning. Good morning. And good morning to you, too. This is Law of the Land, and I'm Gloria J. Brown Marshall here on this platform because I want to empower, inform, inspire, help you to learn more about your world, bring topics to you, and I'm able to do so on a platform that allows us more than a sound bite of information. And today's topic and my guest will bring to you something that is somewhat disturbing, but for those of you who are in this situation, and I'm thinking of you when I decided on this topic, I think it would be extremely helpful, maybe a lifeline. Because we're going to talk about human trafficking. We're going to talk about our stolen children. We're going to talk about, with Manuel Gomez, how to spot this trafficking and traffickers. And I want to also be able to have him give you resources, and I will give you resources along the line. When I say you, I mean the person within the sound of my voice, or on the podcast later, whether in the tri-state area or around the country, because this is a business. Trafficking is a business. And people are looking at human beings once again as a product. And this product, small children, males and females, are being delivered up for others, for sexual exploitation, as well as labor exploitation. This has been on my mind since many of you ride the subways and you see these people are on the side of the streets selling candy. And I was like, wait a minute. Why is all of this candy the same? Why is it all packaged so neatly? You see children who should be in school right now, and yet they're on the subways going through emphatically trying to sell this candy. Mothers with their babies strapped on their backs selling this candy. And it reminded me of the early days in the 1990s. Some of you might remember this. When they used to have deaf people, yes, the deaf people, and they had a little sign chart, and they would try to give you that and get money back in exchange, and they would put it on the subway seats or put it in your hand, and they'd ask you for money, and it was found later that those people had been trafficked from Mexico, that they were being held against their will, and that they were being used from early morning until late at night, staying in these squalid, horrible conditions, being beaten and abused, and that they were being used by some people who were from Mexico, who had promised their families in Mexico, because these children were born deaf, that they would be taken care of in the U.S. with jobs and security. And so their parents handed over these young people to these, I guess it was just leaders of a cartel, nothing else, traffickers. And they brought them into the United States just to be exploited in this way. Not just in New York City, I'm sure, but other parts of the country. But I know in New York City, finally, some of the women escaped, went to the police precinct. Remember, they're using sign language, and they're speaking sign language using Spanish. Remember, it's going to be Spanish sign language, not English sign language. And so finally, the police at the precinct could understand what they were saying, that they needed help. And that's when they went back to the house and they were able to free those women. And I think something like that is happening right now. And I'm just saying something about it. I don't know why no one else is speaking, but I am, and may be the first person to call the alarm on this. I think this is human trafficking that we're witnessing on the subways when we're seeing these people walk through trying to sell candy to us. I think it's human trafficking when we see these mothers on the side of the street. I had to actually call the police on West Side Highway because there were mothers with babies strapped to their back and little children on the side of West Side Highway, the traffic side of West Side Highway, not the sidewalk side. And I called the police and I said, wait a minute, you can't have, there's no sidewalk. You can't have people here. This is a danger. If you can't do anything about the grown people, this is child endangerment. We need to do something. We need to figure out how we are blindly allowing these things to happen in front of us. This show is going to be about human trafficking. It's going to be about our stolen children, especially children with special needs who are being stolen, kidnapped, trafficked. I want you to know that the FBI has a website. The FBI, I've actually had a program years before on trafficking. I began my career in law after my state law clerkship, my federal law clerkship. That meant I worked for a state court judge, I worked for a federal court judge, and then began my career in law. But throughout that time period, I've been a child advocate. And I worked in Philadelphia at Community Legal Services in the area of child advocacy, children with special needs, and advocating on behalf of children. ABC was the project that I developed at Community Legal Services. So this is a long haul for me. And this is something I feel strongly about. And I think we need to not see something that's in plain view when we are watching people be exploited. And so the National Human Trafficking Resource Center, for those of you who think you are seeing something, especially in places where you see one home and all of these people, they're living somewhere, they're living under these conditions. If you see something, say something about human trafficking. And I need you to know there's a National Human Trafficking Resource Center with a number to call. The FBI investigates human trafficking. All you have to do is put in the words human trafficking or children exploited, and you will see that there is a website, missingkids.org. That's another resource. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Another resource. Right here in New York City, we have Safe House Project. Safe House Project. We have a resource, Polaris, P-O-L-A-R-I-S, Polaris. Another resource, polaris.org. Or another one, Our Rescue. Our Rescue. If you're not getting all of these now, I'm going to repeat them. Of course, this show is archived on WBAI's website. You can go to the archive if you're missing some of these things. I want us to understand that we have the power to make a difference in someone's life. In a child's life, we need to understand that child trafficking is real. Every 2 minutes, a child is sold. And that's the Safe House Project website. You can see 4.8 million people are victims of sex trafficking today. 300,000 American children are victims of commercial sex exploitation every year. If a child runs away from home, someone who is under the age of 18 or around the age, the teenage years, within 48 hours, they will be trafficked. So young people, if you hear me, if you want to run out of a bad situation at home, I use this phrase, run away to college. Run away to college. I don't care if you have to take out a student loan to pay for the tuition, housing, whatever you need. This is one way for you to get out without being trafficked. Run away to college. Go to college. And you can go to college in some other state. Go to college as far as you can. Go to college somewhere. That way you have housing, you have food, and you're getting an education. Run away to college if you can. And I remember having someone say that a young person 15 years old should not run away from an abusive household. And I said, oh, that's terrible that they're staying there and being abused. And they said, no, because if they run away at 15, they're going to be trafficked. They're going to be exploited. They're going to be turned into prostitutes. So if you can bear up under it until you're old enough to get out and go to college, please do so. It's crucial. Unfortunately, it's so sad that the parents who are supposed to love and support our children of our community are exploiting them, and we're seeing it far too often. We also know, as we said before, the FBI will investigate child exploitation as well as labor exploitation. Both of those, we need to understand that sometimes, especially males and females who are being sexually exploited, are also, in instances, being exploited for their labor. And think if you take a young person who's not been out of their city before, you could take them to Connecticut. You could take them to Georgia. And they don't know how to get home. They have no money. People being brought into this country and their passports are taken away from them. Their papers are taken away from them. And they are being exploited. They don't know this country. They don't know how to get around. And this is allowing for the exploitation. We're going to have Manuel Gomez come to us right after this musical break. He's going to give us some insights on the cases he's been working on around child exploitation. We need to know there are resources out there. We need to know, and you need to know, if you are somebody exploiting your child, or someone else's child, the FBI is coming for you. The police are coming for you. Law enforcement is coming for you. You little devil. We'll be right back.
Mama said, for the rest of the week in your room, you gotta stay. Yeah. Bum 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 bum. Whoa, now you feel like the whole world's picking on
now
you.
Now you feel like the whole world's picking
but
on you.
But you gotta say,
it was you. It ain't true, woo, it ain't true.
What you been trying to spend? You the right way, yeah.
But
you don't care. Whoa, cause you already made up your mind. You're gonna run away, yeah. You're on your way.
Runaway child, running wild.
Runaway child, running wild.
You better go back home.
Back home
where you belong.
Where you belong.
Run, 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 run.
Coming through the city, going nowhere fast. You're on your own at last.
Hey, it's getting late. Where will you sleep?
You're getting kinda hungry, but you forgot to bring something to eat.
Oh, lost with no money, you start to cry.
But remember, you left home wanting to be grown, so dry your weeping eyes. Screaming down the unlighted street.
I want your mama.
About little boys running away from home and the parents won't see them no more.
You wanna stop it,
oh, but your mama told you never trust a stranger and you don't know which way to go. Streets are dark and deserted, not a sound, not sign of life. Oh, how you long to hear your mother's voice, cause you're lost and alone. But remember, you made the choice. Oh,
runaway child, running wild. You better go back home where you belong.
Hey, hey,
oh, runaway child, running wild.
And that was The Temptations. Runaway child, running wild in a cappella. We now have Manuel Gomez, who is a private investigator, a former, it's so much. NYPD, he had so much of authority and clearance in the military. He's been investigating military murders. He's been looking for exploited children. He is looking for lost adults. He has been a champion for so many people, and he's here today with us. Good morning, Manuel.
Good morning, Gloria, and thank you for having me on WBAI. It's an honor once again. I just want to say, you know, as always, when you have me on, it's always some kind of crazy case of mine. And this month is actually the past few months have been really disturbing, Gloria, because the trend.
Well, that's why you're on today. Our focus is going to be solely on missing and exploited children, trying to focus on how we can be empowered to try to help them, how the people who have lost their children or trying to get their children back can be assisted. And we want to hear about some of your cases. You've got a little background noise going, but we want to hear about some of the cases that you're working on right now.
Well, right now, I have three missing children cases. And I also have two missing daughter cases. The children, one child is 9, the other one is 10, and the other one is 6 years old. Then there's another one where the girl is 17, but she's autistic. She doesn't look autistic, but she is built like a woman, but has the mind of a 7-year-old. She's missing. And then the other one is also a 15-year-old young black girl from Brooklyn who's normal and is also missing. And the problem I'm having, Gloria, is, you know, unfortunately for the past 6 months, I've gotten inundated with so many missing children and so many missing kid cases. And, you know, the problem I have is the system in New York and in other states are not operating the way they should be, except for Florida. And what I mean by that is when your child goes missing, you need to be adamant when you go to the police precinct. Don't let them let you walk away and wait 96 hours before they do something. Most of the time, the cops will take a report, but they're not contacting the media, New York One, News 12. Every state has like a local news channel which plays continuous news all day long. If all you parents out there, if your kid ever goes missing, God forbid, please contact them immediately. Bring at least 3 pictures with you so that they will show your child's picture on the news continuously for 24 hours. Okay? That's one help in helping retrieve your kid. Second, make sure you're adamant that the police put out a nationwide warrant immediately. All right? Because the problem I'm having, Gloria, is in most of my cases, the cops are not doing nothing for 96 hours, some of them for 4 days. And the one that I had with the 17-year-old, they didn't do anything at all. And the parents told them that she's a special needs kid. Now, when they're special needs, it doesn't matter if they're 30, 40, or 17, or 15. You're supposed to put out a mental health warrant immediately and put out alerts. The problem is, and I hate to say this, but if you're blonde hair and blue eyes, they're sending out the army for you. But if you're a freaking black or Hispanic or another color, it's like hurry up and wait. And this is the problem with our system. We have all these new Amber Alerts that alert you on your phone. We need to push this so we can alert that these missing children on, so it increases the chances of saving them. Because if we don't take action within the first 96 hours, the chances of you getting your child back alive is about maybe 10%.
Well, without using any names, just give a general idea so that parents can better protect their children. Grandparents can better protect their grandchildren. So what are some of the scenarios in which children are going missing?
Well, what I'm finding in my cases, and I'm not going to say the names, but I'll say what happened. With the 6-year-old, the child was left on the front of the house. Let me say that again. In the safety of the front of their home, the child was left unattended. A car drove by, snatched the kid, and drove off. You can't leave your kid in front of your house, in front of with their scooter or their roller skates. You can't do that. You can't rely on your Ring camera. You have to keep physical eyes on them. That's one. So don't ever leave your child unattended in front of your home. That was one of my cases.
Let's piece that one together, because when we're looking at things generationally, we know that generationally there was a time when the child could play roller skate, you know, skip rope, you know, hopscotch, whatever it was, right in front of the house. As a matter of fact, that's what they told us, you know, don't leave the front of the house. So now you're saying that even if it's in front of the building or in front of the house, the child, you know, cannot be left alone there because predators are watching.
Yeah, and the sad thing is when you grab a child, the black market value on a child is roughly $300,000. Okay? Mm-hmm. So they'll exploit the child, they'll rape the child, They'll put it up on videos and so forth. And then, if anything, they'll sell the child for organs. Okay?
What?
So, yes. And that's happened on a few of my cases. And, again, you know, perfect example, Avante Aquendo, another child that went missing. He was special needs. And they found him dismembered in the river by Brooklyn, by a housing project. Okay? Again, you know, the black market out there for children is so high. And what's even more disturbing, Gloria, and I want parents to know, you know, you have to make sure that, you know, a lot of parents send their kids off walking to school. I know you don't want to hear this, people, but follow your kid. Take them to the school. Because the other case I had, the little girl was walking to school, and a van rolled by and snatched her. Okay? But the sad thing was, is that the little girl reported to the parents three times this van, three times that it followed her. And it was the fourth time that they snatched her. Now, she's still missing. This is one of the kids that I'm looking for. Okay? And she's out of Queens, New York. Okay? Out of Astoria. And again, you know, the market for children and for girls is insane. Right now, we have websites that literally say escort services, and they advertise Babylon Escorts, which is Babylon, Long Island, Baltimore Escorts, which is in Baltimore. All right? If you go online and look, they advertise the people, and they sell them. And they tell you the price of how much to have sex with them, and they put a star rating. This is online right now. All right? And I've reported it to the FBI. They've done nothing. I reported it to the police department. They've done nothing. This is why I'm reporting it on WBAI. People, we need to get out there and speak to our law enforcement. We need to speak to our representatives, our assembly members, our council members, our speakers of the community, and show them these sites, because it's disgusting that they're up and we're not taking action. Another thing that you family members can do is, there's social media groups where you can get involved in on Facebook and Instagram, where you can put your kid's picture up immediately if they go missing. And this helps in helping retrieve them. Again, there's highway signs where they can put your child's picture up immediately. The problem is, New York, we're behind the times. We're barely doing this. Now, states like Florida, hell, they put your picture up in 2 minutes. I mean, they'll put the kid's picture up on every highway. So, I mean, that increases the chances of finding the children. But the problem is that where these kids that I keep getting, the parents are trusting them in front of their homes. They're trusting them to walk by themselves to go to school. They're trusting them to go from work to the house. And these are special needs kids. All right? You can't do this. You have to be on top of them. And now for the beautiful young girls, if you're out there and you see something, scream, yell, run away, all right? Dial 911 immediately, okay? Because these cars will come up on you slowly. And if someone asks you, like the last girl that I got who's 17, you know how she was taken? A woman rolled up in her car, in an Audi, a brand new 22 Audi silver, rolled up to this young 17-year-old girl and said, excuse me, I'm trying to find directions. And the girl walked up to give them directions. They snatched her.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is what I'm saying. People, I hate to say it this way, but don't trust. This is the age we live in. You got to take care of yourself. All right, the devil comes in many disguises. Remember, everybody, who is the most beautiful angel in heaven? It was Lucifer. These devils out there, they're going to come in many disguises, okay? And they're not going to look like a devil. They'll come up looking nice, just like that lady asking that young girl for direction. It's not just a man that'll snatch you. It's a woman as well, okay? The evilness doesn't discriminate, man or female, okay? Please. We have to take action. And, you know, and I just want to say, Gloria, you know, it's radio shows like WBAI that we need to support, that give a voice to the voiceless. You know, your show is very important because having a conversation like this, this is why people, we need to support WBAI. We need to support Law of the Land because, you know, she's had me on here numerous times to discuss everything from murder cases to sex trafficking to missing person to ticket quotas. She's had me on here to discuss all aspects of cases. And, you know, they do this for free for the community. And this is a service that we need to support. So when you get a chance, please donate to this show because, you know, it's crucial that we have a place for the voiceless, okay? And to me, all these parents are voiceless because when they go to the precincts and they go to the police departments from the state police down, and the state police even worse. I mean, their philosophy is hurry up and wait, you know? And if it wasn't shows like this to put it out there, you know, you're not going to know this. That's why I'm telling people, please, join up with your social media sites. You know, get involved with your communities to help with your community leaders to put legislation out so that we can mandate that any child that goes missing is automatically shown on every highway sign in New York State, that every cell phone gets an alert, an Amber Alert. Dorothy Hamill's missing. She's age 4. This is her picture. We get an Amber Alert when there's a freaking storm. Am I not right, Gloria?
Well, and I also want to, yes, and I'm so glad you said that. For those of you who do want to support this show, it's Buddy, B-U-D-D-Y .WBAI.org. BUDDY.WBAI.org. And become a WBAI buddy supporting Law of the Land, which allows me to have someone like Manuel Gomez on. I want to ask you again about something that is very important to me and has been important to many people before. This idea of the resources that are available for people who believe there is some sex trafficking in their neighborhoods, in their communities, or they see something suspicious and they want to report it. What are some of the resources you've seen that have actually been helpful?
Wow. Well, you know what? To be honest with you, and you're going to be mad about this, but I haven't seen any.
What about well, I'm looking at nyc.gov, Understanding Human Trafficking. So the NYC's got a 24-hour crime victims hotline. Okay, so the National Human Trafficking Hotline. You see all of these things online. And the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, and I know you've got some issues in regarding with some, a case with the voyeur who's taking pictures of women in the bathroom, and we're wondering when the Manhattan DA's office is going to do something about that. Here's what I'm trying to get to. And what I say to people when they've been in a situation of discrimination on the job, for example, Keep a diary, keep a notebook, write all these things down. I want people to think about when they are going into action to get their child back, what are some of the things you say to them? I mean, keep a diary, write it down. Tell them to advocate on them for themselves?
Well, the first thing I do is I tell them, make sure if your child was missing, you walk in with a minimum of 3 pictures. Second, you take your phone, you put it on airplane mode, and you put it on record, okay? Now, New York State, under Criminal Procedure Law 700.01, let me say that again, Criminal Procedure Law 700.01, under eavesdropping, you're allowed to record without them knowing. I want you to make a recording. Put your phone on airplane mode so that your phone doesn't shut off in case you get a text message or an incoming call. And then you can record them when you're having a conversation reporting. Because what I'm finding is when I find that the parents do record and then I tell the cops and I go report it to the state police or the prosecutors, now they take action. The parents that didn't have a recording, they barely took action on. Okay? And I'll go to the media and blow it up and say, hey, this kid is missing. The police department won't do nothing. Here's the recording of it. And Channel 11, James Ford, a good friend of mine, he's a news reporter on there, he'll put it on there quicker than you can say Gloria. Okay? And this is what I'm talking about, people. We have to record. We have to, like she said, Gloria said, document who you spoke to, have that notebook. But as well as having that notebook, make sure you have that recording going. Because you never want to be in a situation where it's your word against their word. Because they're always going to deny you reported it or said something. Okay? And the recording never lies. This is how I win in all my cases. It's like my best lesson my mother gave me. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. Go buy yourself a little recorder. You can get one on Amazon for about $40. They have like the world's smallest recorder, records for 80 hours. All right, and they're about $45. And you can see them. They're very small. It says the world's smallest audio recorder. If you Google it, you'll see it'll pop right up. Okay? Get something like this. They're thin like a paper clip. They'll fit right in your wallet. Okay? Because when you're in this type of situation, all the evidence you have showing that you reported it and that you've gone to these different agencies is going to help you to push them. Because unfortunately, like I said, in New York, and I love New York State, and I love Jersey, and I love Connecticut, but in the tri-state, I find them to be lacking and not quick on taking action. And the whole thing about these type of cases is you have to take action immediately. So one of the other things I want all you people to remember is the public news channels, if you contact NBC or ABC and you said your child's missing, they will put your kid's picture up on the TV that day, all day long. And that's free. Let me say that again. That's for free. News 12, they'll play it 40 times a day, all day long. It'll be a continuous commercial all day long. That's free. This helps in recapturing your child's life and saving them. Please use these public resources. Now, like Gloria said, you can contact the sex trafficking hotline for New York State and the NYPD and the prosecutor's office. But as Gloria also stated, I've been to the prosecutor's office on numerous cases, and everything with them is hurry up and wait, or we're too busy. So, again, how do you make these people jump? How do you make the move? Record it. And if it says you can't record, let me educate you all right now. You can record anywhere in New York State except for two places. One, you cannot record in a courtroom legally. Two, you cannot record in the Department of Corrections. Those are the only two places you can't record. But if you're in a police precinct and they say you can't record, yes, you can. Because the state law says under Criminal Procedure Law 700.01, you can. Record for your protection, record for the safety of your child, and record for them to take action. All right. I know we're thinking, well, you know, it's wrong to record without them knowing. No, this is why New York law lets you do that. Okay? And I've solved Gloria has had me on this show countless times. I've lost count. And every one of my cases I solved, believe it or not, 98% of them has been with a recording, okay, without the person knowing. People, you got to get involved. Roll up your sleeves. You got to get behind your child. You got to watch them. You got to see who's in the neighborhood. And that, and another thing I would tell you to do, when you sit down at dinner, now when I grew up, I don't know, and when Gloria grew up and I grew up, we would sit down with our families at the dinner table and talk. Ask your kid, have you seen anything? You know anything? You know what they used to say about terrorists? If you see something, say something. Same thing when it comes to these sex traffickers. If you see something, say something. Except the difference is, I say, if you feel something, say something. If you feel that person was following you, say something. If you feel that that car was going slow, or you've seen that car before, say something. Take your phone out. Take a picture. Send it to mom and dad. Please, families, because right now, this year alone, I've had over 72 missing children cases. And the year's not over. It's not over. And I'm just one. Just one. All right? Do you know, Gloria, how many children and missing people go every year in the United States? Google it. It's a fact, people. Over 600,000 people go missing nationwide every year. People, that's just as bad as when COVID was killing us from the COVID disease. But look at the action we took to get a cure to help us survive COVID. But now we have 600,000 people a year go missing, coming up dead. And what action are we taking? That's my problem.
I want us also to touch on a topic that I don't even think we've even seen in the news that often. I know CBS ran a story about migrants being trafficked here. They've been brought into the United States, or they're coming to the United States illegally and falling victim to human trafficking, especially women. The laborers are being trafficked. The women are being trafficked for prostitution. And this is taking place while we're here. And I know it's overwhelming to have so many people coming into the United States at the same time. There's so much going on. But I'm seeing this, and that I was saying earlier in the show before you came on, that when I'm in the subway, that and I see these young people, I see these women with their babies strapped to their backs, you know, selling this candy, I think this is some type of, I really think it's some type of syndicate. There's no way in the world all of these people could have the same candy, the same packaging, the same time. There's something going on right in front of us. These people are being trafficked. I do believe, and I'm sounding the alarm, I do believe in the CBS story that ran back in February of cars pulling up in front of the shelters, taking the women in the evening and bringing them back in the morning. These women are being sexually trafficked who are migrants here. I think it's important for us to understand what is going on. Whatever way you may feel about the immigrant situation in this country, we cannot sit here and watch this crime taking place right in front of our eyes and not realize that it's going to taint our entire community. It's not going to stay in one place. Trafficking is a multi-trillion-dollar business, and the people who are trafficked are seen as product. They're not, whether or not they're little children, as Manuel has said, who are 6 or 7 years old, grown people who are autistic or have other special needs, grown men who are being trafficked for their labor and sometimes sexually abused as well. All of this is going on at the same time. We need to understand we're living in a crime scene, and we can't just be blind to it.
No, and you're right. I mean, you know, Gloria, you hit the nail right on the head, and I'm gonna not agree with you. I'm gonna confirm and back 100% what you just said regarding the women selling the same candies and stuff. It is a syndicate. It is a group that is making them do this and earn that money. Okay, I've seen it, and you see them along the highways. You see them because, like you said, what are the odds? The odds are astronomical that no matter what borough you go to, they're selling the exact same thing. No, that's because it's a group, okay? You get the Sinaloa cartel, you get El Chapo's people doing it as well, and they come over here. And it's not only just the Mexicans and the immigrants that are coming across the border, but they come across the border in New Jersey through the tankers, through shipping containers. I can take you to Chinatown right now, and I reported this as well. I reported this to Special Victims Unit, that they're sex trafficking and then using them as labor to sell purses, to sell underground bootleg products of clothes and everything in the street. And it's women. And they're women that can't even speak English. They just show you a piece of paper with the pictures on it to pick what you want. And then they take you to a behind the store where there'll be a hidden wall with an electronic locking device, and that the guy presses a button to let you to go downstairs. And you'll see it's an underground world. Again, I've reported things like this. I can take you downtown right now and show you this. Okay? And still, they haven't done anything. This is why I've been now not only reporting it, now I'm filming it, so that I can put it to the news and expose it and force the police department, force the mayor's office, force the governor's office to take action. The fact that New York State is a sanctuary state, okay, it has opened the door to these predators, and it is Walt Disney now. And again, it goes
back to Wait a minute. When you say it's Walt Disney, what do you mean? You don't want to use that name out of context.
Well, what I mean by Walt Disney in the sense of it's playland for all of these predators now, because since this is a sanctuary state, they can bring them here, these illegals, and then exploit them. And they don't know where to go. They don't know where to go. And this is the problem we have. And not only that, like you said, women going to shelters and then to being taken out all night and brought back in the morning. Yes, this is going on. And the fact of the matter is, not only is it going on, but they're advertising it online. And see, that's where I get mad with the FBI, because this is their jurisdiction. And I've reported it to them 3 times. Okay, now I've got video of them saying, why do you care? The last case I reported, which you touched on, and I'm not going to go into it, but that guy who's filmed more than 400 women urinating in the bathroom. And I was told by a female NYPD detective, all right, Detective Kelly from Special Victims Unit, why do you care? And this is what I'm saying. I'm reporting a crime.
And once again, those women, because I did have a chance to even see some of the pictures that Manuel Gomez has gotten from someone's USB, this predator in his foolishness of doing this little devil, then drops the USB drive. This is what's found that Manuel Gomez finds in the elevator, looks at, and here, not just that, he has his resume. Yep. This piece of you know, God's leftovers. You know, he actually has his resume on the same USB with the exploitated filmage that footage that he is now putting on live stream. I said, have you gone to Special Victims Unit? And Manuel said to me, they're not going to do anything. And I said, please go anyway. Just go. Yep. And he, because I kept treating him, actually went. And when I was told that the police department, Special Victims Unit, said, why should we care? When I mentioned it to other people and I said, I think it's a homeless shelter. Oh, okay. Like it's okay to exploit these women who have already seen a hardness of life. And that's what the people who are falling through the cracks, the special needs person, you know, the working class person's child. These are the ones who are being taken. And as Manuel pointed out, when you're, you know, a white child, especially an attractive white child, attractive white teenager, then it's like we have to call out the cavalry and make sure this person is protected. But as far as the child of color, Latina, the Asian American, Southeast Asian, African American, the majority of children who are trafficked, it appears to me, are children of color. And these women who are helping to traffic, many of them are the ones who were abused as young people, who then becomes pimps themselves. They become pimp helpers. They then get themselves into the system, and they start exploiting young women as well. As was pointed out, they're now used as lures to bring in other young women, because these women are trusting young girls and other women are trusting other women. But these women who have had their minds blown and been, you know, turned out, are now helping these male predators pimp these and traffic these and exploit these other victims.
You know, Gloria, and I came up with for the past 2 years I've been working cases like this. I mean, so tiresome. And I said to myself, how can I come up with a solution to resolve this problem since the law enforcement is not doing their job to the level they need to be? And guess what, Gloria? I did it. I came up with a solution for all of you parents and women out there to protect your children and families. So go get a pen and paper, all right, and you're going to like it. It's called an AirTag. This is a little strip which can be tracked by your phone. Costs you about $25 to $30. You can slip it in your child's sneaker, and it will give you their location to where they're at. It's an AirTag. And they put it behind your keychain. They put it in your wallet. People use it to find their missing wallet. People, you can stick it in your child's backpack. Stick it, pull up the insole of their sneaker, put it inside their sneaker. So if your kid goes missing, that AirTag will tell you exactly where your kid is and where they're going, okay? It's the best $25 you will ever spend, okay? You can do this, and it will protect you because it will let you know where your loved one is. And women, do it for your daughters. They might be 15 or 16. Don't tell them. Just put it in there, okay? Put it in their purse. Put it underneath their shoe.
Or their backpack.
Buy four or five of them. Yeah. And just buy it. Put it on there. You know, and I don't care if they're 16, 17. Like I said, I've got girls missing that are 21. Okay? Put it in there as a loving parent. And you want to know something? It goes like my mom said. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
And think about the people who put an AirTag on their luggage to make sure their luggage doesn't go missing, or if it does, where that luggage is located. If you would put an AirTag on your luggage, you're not going to put an AirTag in your child's shoe so that you know where they are?
Yep.
Think about it.
And that's deep, and that's the problem. And that's why I was trying to come up with a solution that's affordable and that's easy for every American to do. People, please, go out there. You can go online and buy the AirTags on Amazon for practically nothing, okay? Or you can go to an Apple iStore, and they have them in the iStores as well. Put them on. It doesn't matter the age of your child, especially if they're, you know, extremely beautiful, even more so. But if they're special needs, put in every one of their shoes. Because remember, these predators, they're going to take away their bag. They're going to throw it away. They're going to take their phone. They're going to throw it away. But they're not going to throw away their shoes. They're not going to throw away the pants they have on. You could slip it on their pants. And you want to know something, people? Some of these AirTags are washable. That's the funny thing. Okay? Again, like Gloria said, you put it on your luggage. You won't put it on your kid.
Manuel, and I know you have a lot of cases, and we're coming near to the end of the show. Are you willing to give out your information for those who might have missing or exploited children?
Absolutely. As always, you know, my number is 347-867-6242. Again, my phone number, please get a pen and paper, is 347-867-6242. If I don't pick up immediately, call me like I owe you child support. All right? Because I will pick up. Okay? And I promise you, I'll help you. I'm the only PI in America that's 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
And your website?
My website is Black Ops Pride Investigators. And again, that number is 347-867-6242. If your child goes missing, call me. If someone is stalking or you feel the presence or your child feels wrong, call me. Parents, please. Talk to your kids every day. Ask them if they saw somebody or they felt something that was not right. Please, because your sixth sense, your instincts, are always usually right. Don't go against them. Listen to your kids, all right? But again, don't let your kids know you're putting an AirTag. Just put it. Save their lives. Invest the $25 or $30 into their safety. Because you want to know something? The one thing you don't want to do is call me and say, I told you so. Please, protect our children. And if something does happen, call 911, go to the precinct, and then call me immediately. And I will tell you what to do and how to do it. And if I'm in the area, I'll take on your case. I have no problem doing that. All right? I love to help children, and I love to help, you know, women who need help. Okay? Anybody that needs help, I'll help. But I have a pet peeve for children. I'll be out there 24/7 for you. May God bless all of you. please support WBAI. Again, it's a show that gives a voice to the voiceless. And I thank Gloria as a friend, and I thank her as a champion for against injustice. You know, this is an important show, an important woman to back. Thank you, Gloria.
Oh, no, thank you. You have so much. I met Private Detective Manuel Gomez when he was featured in the documentary Crime and Punishment at Sundance Film Festival years ago. And he and I have maintained this professional relationship because WBAI allows us the time to take for something this important. That's the kind of station this is, and that's why I thank you so much for saying that it needs to be supported. He has had legislation. He has worked in not just criminal defense, but he has actually worked in solving cases that people thought were unsolvable. And hopefully, I think in the near future, you're going to have a program that is on your life and a book coming out on your life.
Yes, ma'am. I have a podcast coming out, I call American Bedlam, and it's a visual and audio podcast, which is going to show you me fighting the criminals and serial killers and club judges and so forth, and taking on sex traffickers. And then the book is going to go into my life and the cases, and more or less give you, America, a platform on how to defend yourself against these injustices. But more importantly, like Gloria touched on, my biggest passion, besides solving crime, is writing law to correct these injustices. Because when you work this kind of job I do, and then you see the system fail, I figure, wait a minute, how can I just accept that? I can't. And in America, we have the right to write a bill. And that's
we are so honored to have you on the program today. Thank you so much, Manuel Gomez.
God bless
Gomez.
You, and thank you, Gloria. It's an honor always to be with you and on the show. Everybody out there, may God bless you. And again, my number is 347-867-6242. You call me
Thank
anytime.
You. And if you want you. To support Law of the Land, please, Buddy, buddy.wbai.org. Become my buddy and you see what you get. Empowerment, information, inspiration. And I'll see you. Thank you, Michael G. On the radio.
Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean? Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world in a bold world.
Gloria J. Brown Marshall is the author of the forthcoming book, A Protest History of the United States. It's now on pre-order. Gloria is definitely a champion against injustice. This is commercial-free, listener-sponsored radio WBAI at 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. I am so very proud of this program, but so very proud of this radio station and you that have kept us going for all of these years. We have been listener-sponsored and commercially free in the middle of the FM dial in New York City since 1960, and I am proud of you. A fundraising drive is coming up next week. We'll be telling you about that, so please do stay tuned and do what you can to support WBAI. Coming up next is Minefield. Minefield is produced by Drs. James McIntosh and Richardina McIntosh, Dr. Richardina McIntosh. That's coming up next. And at 11 o'clock, Exploration, Science and Peace Issues with Dr. Michio Kaku. We have another special program coming up. Other special programs coming up, taking you to City Hall. Stay right where you are. Don't go anywhere.
This is the mic check for Cat Radio Cafe.
Testing. Tune in to Cat Radio Cafe Tuesday night at 9 here on WBAI.
I'm Janet Coleman.
I'm David Dozer.
This Place Playwright. On Tuesday, October 22nd at 9 p.m., we'll be joined by Shori Ito, the Japanese filmmaker of Black Box Diaries, a searing inquiry into Shiori's own sexual assault. Plus, filmmaker Eric Nelson on his film about a week in the 70s when John Lennon and Yoko Ono guest hosted the Mike Douglas Show.
Tuesday night at 9 here on WBAI.
At Cat Radio Cafe.
Hey, the cats drink